Welcome to Crappy Friends.
Good. Yes. Girl power is feeding since 2018.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Joss.
And we have the princess back by popular demand.
Yes.
For one of our final episodes.
Maybe our final one.
And after this, we're going to a diner.
So excited.
And we're going to have like burgers and Reubens and milkshakes and rice pudding.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, thank you, Princess, for joining us.
Listeners, I just want to say I have tried so hard to convince my mom not to end the podcast. I am just as devastated as you are. When she told me, I said, no, you can't be doing this.
I heard it all the way here. I did.
I'm so upset.
Well, we hate to disappoint people, but we really do feel like we have covered every friendship problem.
We do it to hang out with you guys.
Oh, that's lovely, honey. Yeah. All right. Well, we have a really great letter.
I, as usual,
formatted my thoughts in a beautiful font with indents, bullet points, etc. Why don't you go ahead and read it for us, Joss?
Okay, I will start from the beginning, even though this is not the actual problem.
Yes.
Yeah, so. It says, dear ladies, do you hear that sound? It's my heart breaking into a million pieces. I'm going to miss your podcast so much. It's been such a delight. Thank you for sharing your friendship, wisdom, laughter, and energy. Greatly appreciated. Doesn't even cover it. Will old episodes stay up? Yes. I'm hoping I can replay them when I need a comfort listen. Also, are you for sure done? Also, yes.
No.
maybe just a little break would do you good, and then you come back. I'm being selfish here, but I'm looking for a loophole.
You know, we noticed, like, we started to realize we were kind of done with the podcast when our summer break was lasting to November.
It really was. It was like, wait, did we do a podcast this year?
Yeah.
I do think there are ways to monetize this if that's the issue. I have extensive marketing experience and would be happy to help should you change your minds. How sweet. Okay, on to the letter. I've been meaning to write for ages, and obviously I love a deadline because the fire has been lit under my proverbial ass. I'll keep it short and would be honored to be selected. Thanks again for everything. You both will be deeply missed in the podcast world. I'm lucky to be a huge fan of both of your writings, so I'll take solace with your fabulous books to tide me over. Many virtual hugs and well wishes. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so the letter is this. I have a fun, fabulous friend.
I'm sorry, you missed the first sentence.
I did.
It's a winner. I hate my friend's new boyfriend.
Oh, perfect.
Please go on.
Yeah, I have a fun, fabulous friend. Let's call her Lisa.
Not her real name.
Lisa Sparkles. She's very giving and vivacious. Truly a great person to be around. She's been single for a while, so my husband and I were really excited to meet her new partner. We were having a holiday party, and Lisa and her BF were at the top of our list. I'd heard so much about him, so when he showed up on our doorstep, I rushed out to greet him with a huge hug. I assumed he'd be similar to Lisa in personality, but he was not. In fact, he came across as quite rude and cold. Okay, that's fine. Not everyone likes to be hugged, and perhaps he was feeling a bit shy. I have to note that this was our first party in years since COVID, and we did ask people to test before they came over. We've been very careful, and we didn't want our event to be a potential source of illness for anyone. All of our guests were happy to oblige, and success, no one got sick, and the vibe was very festive for everyone except Lisa's boyfriend, that is. Let's call him Ben.
Not his real name.
Yeah. My husband and I tried to make conversation with Ben, and we were met with curt answers. We offered him some wine. He turned his nose up at it. We tried to introduce him to some of our friends. He offered a limp handshake. I hate a limp handshake so much. And so on. Needless to say, they left early, and we were baffled. My husband and I made a few jokes about how refreshing it was to be hated on sight in our own home, but of course we kept our opinions to ourselves, giving Lisa only rave reviews of her new love. A few weeks later, I saw Lisa and Ben at a charity event. Ben said, "Nice to meet you." I said, nice to see you again. We've met before. You came to my house for a holiday party. He said, oh, yeah, and then walked away. I tried to take another stab at chatting with him later in the day, and he looked off into the distance like he was in pain. Okay, so now I feel like I'm not imagining it. Ben doesn't like me. Very weird. Cue to a few weeks later, and Lisa wants to book a double date. My husband and I agree. Privately, we weren't too excited, but naturally we wanted to give Ben the benefit of the doubt. Well, Ben blinked first. He canceled on our date, leaving Lisa, myself, and my husband to go out to dinner as a trio. We have yet to plan another meetup. He told her he had a work thing, and she was confused. She told us, I don't understand. This has been on his calendar for weeks, that he most likely lied to Lisa to get out of seeing us is, wow, that is a wow. We're all middle-aged adults. Who hasn't learned to fake it and make polite chit-chat for an evening by now? At least give it a whirl. We're not that bad. So now I'm in a pickle. It's pretty clear Ben doesn't like us. And at this point, the feeling is mutual. I don't want to tell my friend I don't like a boyfriend, but we're also not really interested in hanging out any further. Any advice to gracefully navigate this without hurting Lisa's feelings? I feel like we can't keep getting out of plans forever. She'll surely try again, as she doesn't seem clued into the awkwardness yet, but I feel like telling her the truth could potentially end our friendship. Wow. They're very serious. He doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Signed, just in her own home.
Wow.
That's
very blatant, isn't
that
it?
That is.
My first thought is that Ben is on the spectrum.
Yeah, I did think he was a little something, right?
I immediately thought that he sounds extraordinarily uncomfortable at social events. The limp handshake, the inability to make eye contact, not liking to be hugged, forgetting you.
I'm putting quotes around the forgetting.
Forgetting you.
Yes.
So I immediately thought, maybe he's on the spectrum.
A little socially awkward, yes.
Yeah, socially awkward.
Yeah.
So, so one of the things I thought was, you don't like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to like you. You can't diagnose him as spectrum disorder or not, but he doesn't seem to like you. Why don't you ask Lisa what she likes about him?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, let her talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you say that nicely though? What do you even like about him?
Not like that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Like, tell us your favorite thing about
him. Tell us more, you know. You give us three examples of the times that you saw him.
Yeah.
Once he gave curt answers. Second time he didn't remember meeting you. And the third time, you know, the second time too, you're at a charity event. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
He's only met you once.
Right.
So let's give him a break.
Yeah.
You know. And then he bailed on you. Did Lisa think that was a legit reason?
No, it says in the very long parentheses that she said, I don't understand this. This has been on the calendar for weeks.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
So she didn't get it either, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that tips me off to maybe, you know, your hypothesis might not be 100% accurate.
Or he was just so uncomfortable, he made up an excuse.
You're giving him a lot of benefit.
I am, but the reason I am... is because I love Lisa.
Yeah.
And I trust Lisa.
Yeah.
You know, the way you describe her, Dist, is that she's an amazing, wonderful person. So why would she pick this absolute dud?
I know amazing, wonderful people who are complete duds. I think we all do.
Well, I think that's probably true, but there's something about the person who seems like a dud to us that really lights up Lisa.
Yeah.
And you said they're very serious and she was so excited for you to meet him. So that's why I think, like, you know, tell us more about him. Like when did you first know he was the one, or like, what's the most romantic thing he's done? And if you can't get to know him through him, maybe you can get to know him a little bit better through her.
Yeah.
If she really loves him and wants to be with him forever, you will have to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Don't make her pick between her friend and her partner.
No.
And you did use the word partner, so it is pretty serious.
Yeah.
You know, if she asks you, what do you think of him? I would probably fudge an answer and say, I don't think we've really spent enough time together for me to give you a strong answer there, because both times we're at parties and the last time he wasn't able to make it. you don't have to say, I love him. He's amazing. Yeah. You know?
I know. I hate doing that.
Yeah.
Lying about a partner. Because it's hard. It's like, what else do you say?
Yeah.
You know, especially when the partner or the friend is so excited about this new person they're dating. But I think when you say, I'm afraid that telling her that we don't like him will ruin our friendship.
Mm.
I don't think you have to say that or should say that at all. I think, you know, you could, like, subtly broach it, saying, Lisa, I get a weird vibe from Ben. I'm not sure if he was totally comfortable with us.
That's a great line.
And, like, put it on him a little bit rather than, I just don't like him.
Right,
you know,
right.
And be like, I'm not sure if I understand his vibe or, you know, I don't, is everything okay with us, kind of.
Right, did we come on too strong?
Exactly.
Or maybe, you know, maybe we met him under the wrong circumstances.
Right, 'cause that'll kind of put a little bug in her ear about paying attention to the dynamic there, rather than just like, oh, I'm sure everything's great, you know.
I also feel that when you bring your partner, and it seems like they are established long before you met them, he's being paraded out as, this is my guy.
That's inherently awkward.
And so, I mean, there are those really socially graceful people who can be like, oh, great to meet you, Jaws. I've heard so much about you. I've been counting the days. And, you know, who are really like, my friend's daughter was dating this guy. And I'm just going to say their names because they're awesome.
Yes.
Spencer's then boyfriend, James.
Mm-hmm.
Shook everybody's hand, like, oh, great to meet you. I finally get to meet the author from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. You know, he was so charming. We could have eaten him up with a spoon. He was just so adorable and so confident and socially graceful.
Some not everyone. Don't have,
I would say 90% of people are not like
that.
It's really tough. It's a learned thing. I wouldn't say that he hates you.
That's pretty strong.
It's very strong. He can't hate you. He doesn't even know you. There's no way that he can hate you. So, and I'm sure Lisa would not stand for that. She wanted you guys to meet him because you're her favorite people and he's her favorite person also.
And the worst case scenario here is that he is very controlling and he's isolating you or isolating Lisa from her friends. Worst case scenario.
Which I don't see that because if he was, then he wouldn't have let her go out with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. Right? So I just think he's very socially awkward.
Yeah.
He'd be super introverted and not know what to say. And you could definitely take the princess's advice and Kristen's advice on how to broach the subject with her. I'm very curious if they're this serious and you say they're very serious. Like, what do Lisa's family say?
Mm-hmm.
What do
Another
the
great
other
question.
Friends have to say about James? Because if he's socially awkward with you guys, then he's probably really struggling with everyone else.
Right. Or if he's not, if they're all like, oh my God, did you meet Ben? He's so awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And then you're like, oh, so it is me.
Yeah.
And at least you know. But, you know, the other thing that I thought about was, you say that you're all middle-aged.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, we know that the dating pool has shrunk,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so probably Lisa is established where she is, and there's, you know, a limited pool of age-appropriate men who are not serial killers or mm-hmm. living in their mom's basements who are available to date, you know? So maybe you want her to be with, like, John Hamm. Right.
Mm.
And, right. And you'd say like, yeah, right. Wouldn't we all want to be with John Hamm? but John Hamm is not, you know, in rural Connecticut.
Yeah.
you know, she's looked at the people available. She's chosen Ben. She's really enthusiastic about that. And I think you should honor her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I had a similar situation where a very good friend of mine, actually twice with this friend, back when we were in our 20s, she was engaged to this guy that I didn't think was right for her.
Mm.
And I was her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was engaged. And I was agonizing over whether to say anything. And I finally, like, screwed up my courage and said, I'm worried that you're not as in love and excited as I would want you to be when you were engaged.
Yeah.
And her answer was, I think we'll be very content together, but thank you for, you know, for expressing your concern. She ended up not marrying him.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she had the most classy response ever.
Of course she did. Yes. She is. And then recently with another friend, I liked her boyfriend. He was very nice. He wasn't a felon. And he was like great conversationalist and funny and warm, but I didn't think he was enough for her. I didn't think he lit her up the way I had seen other guys, like have ever blushed, that kind of thing, you know. And this was only after she asked, mind you, like, what do you think of him? And I was like, you know, he's so smart and easy to talk to. We really had a great time, you know, chatting with him. And obviously, like, a family man and adores you. And what do you think? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, you know, I can't say a single bad word about him, which is damning with faint praise, right?
Yeah.
And
it really is. Goodness.
And so, you know, I didn't say like, well, I see you with John Hamm, but again, you know, like there's a certain amount of compromise in any relationship, no matter how old you are.
Yes.
And, even John Hamm will fart in bed and, you know, leave the toilet seat up that kind of thing.
But it is hard because you want the best for your friends, especially when they are incredible people.
Yeah.
You know, I've had very similar experiences where you're just like, really? Is this guy really good enough for you?
Yeah.
You who's the best?
Yeah. Yeah.
But how far can you really go as a friend of, like, you know, weighing in?
I would have hoped that Lisa would have gushed a little bit to Dist about, hey, I met a new guy and he's so great.
Yeah.
But maybe she hasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And there's the flip side when they bring a real jerk, like a player, a, you know, someone who's using her for her money or sleeping with somebody else. And
say, I'm concerned.
But even then you have to be careful because if they're happier than they've ever been, you know, you gotta tread carefully with your friend.
There was one more thing that I thought of reading this, letter, and maybe it's a long shot, but in this day and age, you never know. Could he have been very offended that you asked people to test for COVID before your party and kind of, if he is of a certain persuasion, gotten this idea in his head about you and your political beliefs, and maybe he has the opposite? And maybe
it happens.
I mean, maybe it's a long shot, but
it might be
that could be because since you brought it up, it's like an issue. Maybe there's something going on there that you're...
It happens.
Or on the flip side, maybe he is really worried about catching COVID and you greeted him with a hug.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
That too.
So, yeah, it's hard to say on this one, but because of the way you speak of Lisa and your long friendship with her, I think you trust her that this is a really good person. And if she seems sparkly and lit up and glowing around him, then he's doing it for her.
Yeah.
You know? And you would have picked somebody else, but look at her face and how happy she is.
Yeah.
That's what you focus on.
You really have to.
That's what you focus on.
Yeah, that's why I caution you to say that he doesn't hate you, because as serious as this is getting, you're probably going to be seeing him more.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be giving him the benefit of the doubt a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just fake it till you make
you've
it.
You've got to fake it, dearest.
I'm trying to think if there's ever been one of my friend's partners that it took ages to warm up to. And
nope.
I can't say that I'm thinking of her. I pretty much either like everybody right away or am meh. I can't say that I've ever hated anybody.
Friends, so I only have like.
I'm thinking over the 30 years of, you know.
Same, and I still only have like you. I don't have a lot of friends.
I'm trying to think about that. There are people I've liked less as the years have gone on. But that's true with every relationship, you know. Familiarity breeds contempt, right? Or you're just like, oh, yeah, that joke again. Mm-hmm. You know? But, yeah, hang in there. And I'd love to hear, even though we're shutting down the podcast and our email will no longer be in service, write to Joss and me at our websites.
Yeah.
If things change, I'd love to hear if you say, oh, we so misjudged him.
Yeah.
You were right. He's just super shy and awkward. And once we cracked the veneer, he's awesome.
Sometimes people take a minute to warm up. I have a dog like that. My dog is very loose. She does. It takes a minute to warm up.
Except for the princess.
Except for the princess.
She
is
true.
Very warm up.
Yes.
The fluffiest dog in the world. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, check out our book, Crappy Friends, The Ultimate Guide to Female Friendship.
Send your friendship letters to the ladies at crappyfriends.net.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever. Forever.